CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And Fire It Up with CJ. Log on fireitupwithcj.com and call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
Believe. On CBS Radio's The Sky.
Welcome back to Fire It Up with CJ. We're here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on CBS Sky Radio. Today's guest is Lori Watson. She's a sex therapist and author of Wanting Sex Again. And she's here with CJ today on Fire It Up.
Hey, welcome. So we're back. I promise we're going to be talking about having a crazy good sex life and still raising a family. So we talked about in the last segment about, hey, what kind of conversations do you want to have with your partner that would be a productive conversation that you could have with your husband or partner, and to have like a good dialogue about how often, what kind of things you like. And it's hard because I think you have to be aware of what your needs are, but I think it's, I don't know, I thought it was pretty easy because I was the guy, maybe. But I thought it was easy.
You did such a good job, too.
But now we're going to be talking about, you know, what happens with families. And we talked about this in the second segment where, you know, feel like you're not doing enough about the around the house. I'm not really interested in sex. But there's also other things that you kind of referred to in the previous segment that, like, women, good girls don't do it, nor are they really interested in sex. So mm-hmm. What are the things that are happening that kind of make it hard for us to have families and then also, you know, want to be, have a great sex life?
Right. I think the primary issue for women when they have small children and when they, even when they get pregnant, is the separation of the erotic self from the mother self. Somehow or another, they split those two. It's, you know, really the Madonna whore syndrome but she splits herself. The Madonna whore syndrome is when her husband thinks, you know, she's no longer sexually attractive because she's a mother. But women inside say, you know what, when I'm home, I'm mom. I'm just mom. And I can't think about being sexual. I can't, that's not my role. My role here is mom. And, you know, we all think of our mothers as totally selfless and self-sacrificing. And to be selfish, to have sexual desire, requires some component of I need pleasure. And so many young women, I think, give that selfishness up in the thought that, well, I can just be all giving all the time. I'm going to lay it all out for the children and have nothing left for myself or for my partner. Mm-hmm. And it's a poor bargain because the family, the security of the family hangs on the intimacy of the marriage.
Right. And it's interesting because I've actually coached people who they're empty nesters and they look at their partner like, I have no connection with this person anymore. I don't talk to them. And I'm assuming like I don't have sex with them. I don't talk to them. And those kind of connection points are so important. So I think for the viability and the strength of the foundation of the family, I mean, you have to be in the equation with your partner. You're the pillars.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
And women need to be able to say, you know, they don't need to leave the erotic girl out. That erotic self has to be brought into the formula for their own liveliness, for their own passionate life. And I have a couple ideas about how to do that.
Okay, let's hear them.
Okay, one, I think make love before you go out to dinner. And I said this last segment. Go ahead and plan for the babysitter to come and take the children outside, or better yet, have your parents take them at their house, or some way or another, figure out a way that even if it's they're just outside for 30 minutes on the swing set, come in while you're getting ready, you know, make love first. Have a glass of wine, a few appetizers, because otherwise the whole date formula where you are going to go out to this fancy dinner, you're going to have a lot to drink, be really connected, ends up in frustration. Often people come home too full, too drunk, and too tired after an evening out to really make love, and then somebody wakes up angry.
Right.
So I think first, and then you enjoy that nice feeling of connection instead of making love and then rolling over and going to sleep and starting your day all over again. It's like this way you really enjoy the benefit, and you know, if she is the lower desire person, she's not thinking, you know, gauging her energy level, thinking, well, gosh, you know, I don't know. if I'm going to have anything left, and he's going to expect this, so she doesn't enjoy the whole evening because she's anxious.
Right.
And the other thing is, if you have any spare money before you try therapy, get a hotel room. You know, one night, oftentimes, at least in my city, I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina, and in our city, we have great deals on hotels during the weekends because they're often business hotels. So the weekends, they're trying to fill the rooms, so it's a great time on a Saturday night. Rent a hotel room. It can be a lot cheaper than a therapy session.
Exactly.
And you don't even have to stay the night. Just go there, have your appetizers there. You know, make crazy wild love. She is out of her home. The home is a woman's workplace often, even if she's a working woman outside the home. Very difficult for her to separate out the erotic self from the mommy.
Right.
So do it for her. Structurally, you know, make the plan, go to a hotel room and have it there. And then both people have this, at least once a quarter, have an experience of great sex. And that can kind of bleed over into better sex in the meantime. And also something to anticipate and look forward to.
Yeah.
Having a weekend away, if they could, you know, even once a year, and, you know, a Saturday night once a year. Or and maybe he goes home. This is my plan. He goes home, relieves the babysitter, gets up in the morning with the children, and she sleeps in.
Oh.
Because the primary thing that I hear from young mommies is, I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I have nothing left.
Right.
So go out. You get a nap on, you know, Friday afternoon, somehow, some way, beg, borrow, or steal a nap, and then go out, make love, have some dinner or some appetizers and wine together in a hotel room. You stay the night there, sleep in. He goes home with the children, gets up with them, makes them breakfast. And
this is fabulous. That is the best. Where were you when we had babies?
Yeah.
I needed this advice earlier.
Right.
That's fantastic.
It's all hands on deck, right? Everybody has to work together. Nobody gets to sit down and watch the paper or get on the computer until the dinner dishes are done and the children are in bed.
Yeah.
All hands on deck.
Laura, you were fantastic. I'd love it. You were saying before, like, we should do a call-in show, and I'd love to do it. You're fantastic.
Thank you so much.
So we were talking about wanting sex again. Make sure to get Lori's book. It's incredibly well-written and great book. So thanks again. Thank you for being here.
Oh,
and
thanks for having me.
It was fun, wasn't it? All right, so Psychology Today. She also has a blog calling Married and Still Doing It Appropriately. So thank you, Cassandra. And next week we have Sue Frederick talking about her new book, Bridges to Heaven. Thank you, everyone. Have a great week.